CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. And today we have El Chiqueto, a homeopath from Access Natural Healing Holistic Health Center, and also Dr. Roland Gunther, who is also a homeopathic doctor from Access Natural Healing Holistic Health Center in Vancouver on Commercial Drive. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can also email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com. And I have a brand new Facebook page. So if you want to be my friend on Facebook, just look up spiritualshow@gmail.com. And there's also a group called Synchronicity on Facebook. So feel free to look me up and become my friend, because I'm looking for friends on Facebook now. So, how are you doing? Hi, Elle and Roland.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. So we're going to start out. You have been studying or working as a homeopath for Elle how long?
Just over a year.
Okay. And Roland?
For about 25 years.
25 years. Okay. Wow, that's a long time.
That's a long time, yeah.
Yes, very experienced. Okay, so I'm going to ask both of you, what inspired you to become homeopathic practitioners, and how did you get started in your career? We'll start with Elle.
Well, I just happened to come across homeopathy because I lived up the street from a student clinic in Toronto, and I was, just looking for some natural way to deal with my health problems. It's very polluted in Toronto, and I was having skin eczema problems, and nothing really else was working for me. So I stopped in there, not knowing anything about homeopathy except that it works naturally, and it was pretty amazing what went on. And I got really fascinated and started reading about it, and thought, wow, like, I could really do this, and it fits with the things that I think about as far as philosophies of health and ways to heal. So I looked at where I should study, and came across the Vancouver Homeopathic Academy in Vancouver, which is the best school in Canada, I think. So that's how I came to homeopathy. It did amazing for me, and I don't have any eczema problems anymore.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Roland Gunther, how did you get started?
I had a different path into homeopathy. My background is a medical background. I'm a medical doctor. But even before I went to university to study medicine, I was interested in homeopathy. And this goes back to my late teens, where I practiced a lot of yoga and reading the East Indian spiritual teachings. And when I learned about homeopathy, I realized if these things that I had learned in these spiritual teachings are true, then this is how healing works. And so after my time in university, and mainly after my time years as a surgeon at the hospital, I settled down as a family practitioner, and then I started using homeopathy, and it just was so much fun. I enjoyed it so much because it's such a deep modality. It allows you to understand the person you're dealing with on such a deep, wonderful level. So I was so intrigued, and I still love it.
Beautiful. So I'll ask Elle a question, since your training sounds like a lot different. Roland, you're a medical doctor, so it's been very, very different beginnings in Germany. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, Elle, how long was your training?
It's a 4-year program, they say, and then, so 4 years of, the true, like, you're in classes and such, and then a lot of times it'll take a little bit longer because you have to allow for the clinical work, and oftentimes, people's schedules aren't, your school schedule, so it's very intense, 4 years of school plus a bit more time for clinical work.
Okay, so is it similar to being a naturopathic doctor, or how does that?
It's more focused. We just study homeopathy. There's a lot to study with figuring out homeopathic principles of healing. And so it's like naturopaths will study a lot of different natural health modalities, a little bit of nutrition, you know, supplements, a little bit of like how to use homeopathic remedies in certain situations. And but with the 4 years that we do, we just focus on how to treat people with homeopathic treatment.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So I really don't know anything about homeopathy other than it's a natural healing modality, right? So what is homeopathy?
Okay, it's it is a natural form of healing. It uses certain principles. One very, I guess, the really important one is the law of similars. The law of similars basically says when you're treating something, you can find something in the natural realm, like you know, the source of what we make homeopathic remedies from, that will, in a healthy person, produce these symptoms that you will then be able to cure with a homeopathic version of the remedy. So, for example, if you think of what happens when you slice onions, you know, you get like watery eyes and nose, and the same type of symptoms might occur for someone who's experiencing an allergic reaction or a certain type of cold. If those symptoms for that person, if they're experiencing it in that way, a homeopath would use a remedy made from an onion. Like, it's not the crude source of the onion, it's a homeopathic remedy made from it, to help that person get through those symptoms that their body is producing.
So, go ahead.
If I just could add, this is one basic principle that we use as a remedy, something that it's in its low, in its crude, in its low energetic form, could create something similar as the problem. And the second principle is that we use minute amounts. Because in the process of the preparation of homeopathic, in this example from an onion, we take a tiny little bit of an onion, a tiny, tiny little bit, and this is ground down in mortar and pestle for hours, and later on it's another step we call the potentizing, where it's diluted and shaken step by step for a very long time until there's pretty much nothing on the physical substance left, and the same time as the energetic vibration and the information it holds is getting stronger and stronger. Because in the end, we do not want to have a biochemical effect on the body with a substance we give, because this would end as soon as we stop giving it. Yeah, you want to have an energetic effect on the energetic body of a person. And if this changes, then it's giving information to the physical body, and the physical body can heal. And this is a healing that can last, because the organism had got an information, was given an information, and that it needs to deal with a certain problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you think about what is disease, it's dis-ease. It's someone who's out of homeostasis or out of balance, and that is an energetic, dynamic experience that is happening in the person. So the homeopathic remedies can work at that level, at the, you know, for the dynamis of health and being. So it's more powerful the more processed the homeopathic remedy is.
Okay, so energetically, it's more processed. How does that work? Because that seems kind of the opposite of what you would expect. You would think that you have a whole onion or a whole sack of onions would have a lot more energy in it than something that's been diluted and diluted and diluted. So how does that work, if you can even explain that?
Well, that's the part that's not quite, as far as science knows today, that the part that we can't quite explain. There is, if you think of kinetic energy, part of the process of making homeopathic remedies is the succussion or the shaking. And so what they're one thing that they have found scientifically is that the molecule, the bond of the molecules becomes stronger the more that we process the remedy, so because we're the more succussions that happen. So the water is able to remember the molecular structure of the source of the remedy, so the onion, for example, and as it gets more processed and more kinetic energy is added by succussion, then the bond is stronger. That's as far as we can explain it. however, scientifically, being a homeopath, if you, you know, look at the way that homeopaths have been treating people for, you know, hundreds of years, and how it works is you see it happen in the in your patient. You see it, you know, help the person go through the process of working towards cure, like getting back in health and back in balance. So that's another, you know, scientific way to look at it. So yeah, it's on a different realm, and like you were saying, it's kind of opposite of what we experience or are used to these days in North America. You know, and it does make sense because homeopathy, the principles are kind of opposite to allopathy. So allopathy is kind of what we call, you know, what we know of as conventional medicine today, and homeopathy is the opposite of that.
Cool. Well, we are talking with El Chiquetto, who is a homeopath, and Dr. Roland Gunther, who is also a homeopath, at Access Natural Healing Holistic Health Center in Vancouver on Commercial Drive. Their phone number is 604-568-4663. That's if you want to call and make an appointment with a homeopath. But if you want to get on the air right now and give us a call, ask a question, make a comment, the phone number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com. So I have a question about the homeopathic, we're using the onion as an example. So it's getting down to really, really almost nothing. But would you be able to, like, say, smell the onion in it?
No.
No.
You know, homeopathy actually starts where there's pretty much nothing left of the substance anymore. Because homeopathy is a process of information. It's an energetic process, healing with homeopathics. So when we in the process of preparing a homeopathic remedy, there's a certain number when you did this process of potentizing 12 times. That means from that time, this is the Lodmich number, or how do you say here, Avogadro number?
Yeah, Avogadro
number. So this would be the delusion when you can mathematically prove that there's not one molecule of the original substance left. And this is where homeopathy pretty much starts. Mm-hmm. We rarely use anything below that. So because our intention is not the biochemical effect. We do not want to feed somebody onions, yeah, to give the substance. We want to teach the body to deal with this principle of the onion. And that's what's hidden in the substance. So during the preparation of a homeopathic remedy, we kind of release the energy that had been hidden in the substance, kept in the substance. We release it through that process and you put that into on a carrier substance that we use then, milk sugar or drops or whatever, you know, and this is what we administer. But the point is that it's about the information, that it's a vibrational thing.
Okay, so it's a vibrational, energetic,
right, message to the body, message to allow the body to figure out how to get through a stuck point. Because that's when, you know, when person is experiencing symptoms or a disease, it is because the body's trying to do its best to figure out how to heal itself. And this message to the body allows that figuring out to happen and allows that process to continue and the block to be dissipated.
Oh, okay. So rather than giving onion, we're just using onion as an example. But rather than giving onion to someone, which might cause an allergic reaction if they're allergic to onions, it would be the energy. It's very complicated.
It is.
We're going to take a break. But when we come back, we'll talk more with two homeopaths from Access Natural Healing Holistic Health Center in Vancouver on Commercial Drive, Ms. L. Cicchetto and Dr. Roland Gunther. So if you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi guys, my name is Hafsa and I'm the Public Relations Officer for the International Relations Students Association, also known as IRSA. We have a mandate to provide students from a variety of disciplines with a forum for the discussion of international issues in a casual environment. Our discussions reflect upon all areas of international interest. In addition, a host of other activities, such as diplomatic simulations, academic publications, and conferences such as UBCME1, make IRSA the most active student group on campus and one of the most recognized throughout Canada. If you would like to join the club or get in touch for more information, please call 604-822-1604 or visit our website at irsa.ca.
Hello, my name is Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we love the AMS.
Oh yeah, the AMS is cool.
Join us at the AMS. Yeah.
The mission for AMS is organization to improve quality of educational, social, and personal lives of the students of UBC.
There are many ways to get involved, yeah. Start a club, volunteer, or work for one of your AMS businesses.
Yeah, please visit the website at ams.ubc.ca.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. And if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. Again, that's 604-UBC-CITR. And we are talking with two homeopathic practitioners, L. Cicchetto and Dr. Roland Gunther from Access Natural Healing Holistic Health Center in Vancouver. And I'll just shoot you their number. It's 604-568-4663. And they're at 1416 Commercial Drive. So if you're interested in getting some homeopathic remedies and treatments, we're talking about homeopathy today. I don't really know a lot about homeopathy. It sounds a little bit complicated from my understanding, but what I'm getting the sense of is that it's very working with energies rather than the actual substance of like medicine. You go to the doctor and you get a pill and it has chemicals and plants and whatever else is in it. And with homeopathy, it sounds like you're really working with energy. And we've been talking in the past, we've listened to some recordings on the law of attraction and Esther and Jerry Hicks. They talk a lot about vibration. So I'm getting the sense that it's kind of similar to that energetic vibration and spiritual vibration. So we'll talk more about that. We were talking using onion as an example. If someone was allergic to onion and then you would whittle it down to really almost nothing and it's just energetic. So what kind of things do people seek out homeopathy for?
This is very different. Most people come either with physical complaints or with emotional problems. Some people come because they are looking simply for support in their life's path or for spiritual support. Now, homeopathy does work on all these levels. And if the homeopathic practitioner practitioner holds that, yeah, this is what it can offer. And let me give you an example, because just hearing that you say it's very complicated. So I think let's give a practical example, and it will be very simple to understand. There's, for example, one of our remedies, we call it natrium muriaticum. And this natrium muriaticum, this is simply an old name for the salt, simply salt. Now, we eat salt every day. What does it do? Not that much, yeah, in healing ways. But as a homeopathic remedy, it does a lot. Now, from the preparation, we start out with a few grains of salt and then go through all this process of preparation that we mentioned before. And in the end, we have a remedy that holds the information of the salt vibrating on a very high level. And this is what we offer. Now, to understand, if somebody might come with an emotional problem, like with grief, and then this would be a remedy we would use. We all know, or pretty much all know, the story of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah from the Bible. And there was this man, Lot, and the Lord told Lot, you better leave there, because these cities will be destroyed. And you can take with you whatever you want. The only condition is do not look back. Now what happened when they left is that Lot's wife looked back. And in the Bible it says she turned into a pillar of salt. And this is exactly what happens when we look back, constantly keep looking back at some grievances in our life that we cannot let go. Even though our life seems to move on, emotionally we're all always looking back. Somebody might have left us, we might have split up with somebody, somebody had died, or somebody had hurt us incredibly deep. So these things, we keep thinking of them and going through them when we are in bed in the evening. They will be triggered from so many little occurrences in our lives and conjure up these feelings of hurt and loss. And this is exactly this what is said symbolically in this story in the Bible, that these tears that are meant to be wept and cried, yeah, and let flow the grief, yeah, that we hold them back, they kind of petrify, they solidify into this pillar of salt. Now what we give with somebody like that, that comes with a background like that, and he might come and say, I'm suffering from sadness, or this already might have turned into a physical problem, because often our emotional problems are before they get physical. So often a problem starts on the emotional level, and just later on, as when we can't deal with it more and more, then our body takes it over and we have a physical disease. So whatever that is, yeah, we would offer this natrium muriaticum, the salt, the principle of a salt. And the reaction then usually is that this person goes through a few days of deep sadness, just cries and cries, and then starts recovering from it. That means this pill of salt gets diluted again and comes up as an acute grief, but a grief that you can't go through, that you can overcome. And in that way, all the emotional energy that is stuck on in this grief and was holding there can be used for the path of life for this person again.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So my question is, could someone just go to Access Natural Healing Holistic Health Center and buy this remedy and walk out the door and give it to themselves? Or is it a course of treatment and talking? And can you explain more about that?
How it works is you can't, for constitutional treatment, which is what Roland is referring to, something that is affecting the whole being, the whole person, you can't self-prescribe that. Like me as a homeopath, I can't give myself remedies because I can't be objective about my own situation or experience or way of being. So you do have to see a homeopath, plus there's thousands of remedies. Like that's a really, natrium muriaticum is a really good example of, you know, of a really great remedy that a lot of people can relate to, because it does, you know, those are experiences that happen in life. However, the only time you can really just pick up a remedy and use it is if you know, well, you have to know a certain amount, but more with acutes. So we can treat, you know, colds, flus, you know, for kids it's great for teething. You know, in that way you can likely, if you know a bit about homeopathic remedies, treat those types of situations, just acute treatments.
And then you can come and pick up a remedy and use it yourself, which is a problem for very deep, long-standing problems or diseases. It's just easier to go somebody and ask somebody who can have a different look at the person than if I would do it for myself. I would have a hard time.
Yeah. So constitutional treatment basically allows for the practitioner to talk to the patient for, you know, between an hour and a half to 2 hours, because we want to know, homeopathy is in the details. So we do want to know, you know, how they're experiencing their chief complaint, because like we said, there, you know, there's thousands of remedies. There's lots of options out there for what we can prescribe to a person that will suit them most. And so we want a lot about health history, you know, what they've been like through their life, and just like a lot of details about head-to-toe symptoms, so that we can get a sense of the whole person, because we do treat holistically. It's about how the person experiences life and how their ailments have affected them. So that's the first consultation with a homeopath is usually the longest, and then we can get a good assessment of what we should give for the person that will help. Basically, it, like we said, it's a, you know, a message to the body. The remedy will help the body go through the process of healing, and so any follow-ups that happen after that are just a 45-minute appointment, usually, approximately, and depending on the person and depending on the intensity or severity of their complaint. So, yeah, that's how basically it works. Is we need to get a really good sense of the person, help them with a homeopathic remedy or remedies, depending, and then follow up with them to see the process of cure. And we're looking at, you know, we're looking for certain things that the person themselves might not necessarily know to look for or understand, because it's very, you have to be fairly objective, and, you know, that's what we're there for as their practitioner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that the first consultation is usually a couple of hours long.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that you're offering to CITR listeners today. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Can you explain that?
We're offering a complimentary 15-minute homeopathic consultation. So you can come in, make an appointment, call us at 604-568-4663. And meet with us and ask us any questions that you might have about homeopathy and how can homeopathy help you. And we can go through that process. Just give us a call.
Fantastic. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity. I'm your host, Marie. And if you want to get on the air and ask a question about homeopathy right now, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So I have a question. Again, we're talking with El Chiquetto and Dr. Roland Gunther from, they're both homeopaths from Access Natural Healing Holistic Health Center in Vancouver on Commercial Drive. Again, their phone number is 604-568-4663. That's 568-4663. And they're in Vancouver on Commercial Drive. So I have a question about the Bach flower remedies. Are those homeopathic?
Yes.
So they're not flowers in water, like, I don't know much of, I've bought them before because people have said, oh, they're really good for, you know, if you get stressed out or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not actually flowers. They're the essence of
the essence of the flowers. Bach flower remedies are in a slightly different category. than the homeopathic remedies that we would prescribe as a classical homeopath. But yes, like you said, they're great for, you know, any type of panic attacks or anxiety, or, you know, they have a very calming effect. This is, well, the main one that's known is rescue remedy, which is, yeah. So, yeah, it is that they're made with the same principles as homeopathic remedies are made.
Okay. But when we say essences, it's not like essential oils.
No.
It's... Because essential oil diluted. Is kind of the opposite. It's not diluted. It's very concentrated.
Yes.
And so homeopathic would be the opposite. It's the energetic essence as opposed to the
actual crude substance.
Yes.
Yes. Which is, you know, one of the great things about it is because we're working on that level and homeopathic remedies work on that level, there's no side effects, no toxic effects from using homeopathic remedies. And they last, like once they're introduced to the system, they have an effect for a good length of time as long as we've prescribed well. So if you take a homeopathic remedy that is not suited for you at all whatsoever, then nothing happens, basically. Like, you won't really feel anything. When we prescribe really well, then that's when it kind of sticks and maintains and helps move through the healing process.
So when you say that it stays and maintains... Do you, like, take it once, or do you take it over a period of time? I guess it depends on
It does person. Depend on the person, yeah, and it depends on their situation and what, you know, what is happening as far as their health.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've kind of talked a little bit about spirituality already, because it sounds like just the whole idea of the vibration, you kind of have to be able to look at it from a more spiritual standpoint, I think, because we're very, like, if I don't see it, if I can't measure it. And that's another thing before I ask the question about spirituality. Can science measure the energy in a homeopathic substance? Has that been done?
I guess it depends on what kind of science you're talking about. Like quantum physics, you know, an area, but I mean, not as far as traditional science that wouldn't be able to say this is what's in this substance or in this remedy. That's the controversy with homeopathy, is there hasn't been those types of explanations for how homeopathic remedies work.
Okay.
But as far as, you know, what we see in our practice and what you can tell from people who take homeopathic remedies and have homeopathic treatment, you know, it's more than just the physical or materialistic substance. It's, like you said, it reaches the spiritual level and all levels of a person's being. So,
but if you study for 4 years, I mean, it's obviously not just a placebo.
Yeah. We are always studying. We are always taking courses. We're always learning new remedies, because, you know, our society, our health as a population is always changing. These are things that we have to keep up with. The progress of disease is shifting. So, yeah, we have to keep studying.
Oh, we had a call, and I missed it because I was so enthralled with what's going on. So if you were trying to call, again, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And so if you were trying to call, give us a call back. And I can tell that Dr. Roland Gunther wants to say something, so go ahead.
I would like to add something to the placebo you mentioned. Homeopathy... sure has not much to offer in terms of placebo, because the amount we give is so small. It's hardly too. It's almost too small to believe in it. And we are especially successful in treating children and animals. Mm-hmm. And you can't impress them with placebos.
Okay. We have a phone call here. Hello, CITR. You're on the air. Okay. Sorry about that. Whoops. Hi, CITR, you're on the air, I think. What's going on with the phones today? Okay, well, if you're trying to get on the line, the number to call is 604-822-2487. 2487.
That's on air.
Hi, CITR, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are now.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm just phoning because my husband just called to say that you guys were doing a talk show on homeopathy.
Yes, we are doing a show on homeopathy today. We have El Chiquetto and Dr. Roland Gunther in. Can you hear them, El?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. So what's your question?
I actually don't have a question. I just got all excited because he phoned me because we're starting the first Canadian three-year homeopathic veterinary program at UBC today.
Wow. So you're actually at UBC right now.
We're at UBC right now, yeah. And we're just starting probably in about half an hour. At 10 o'clock it starts. Mm-hmm. And my husband just phoned me and said, oh, it's so exciting. It's just their BBC radio station is doing a program on homeopathy. You should call in.
Oh, that's so cool. It's
so
synchronicity.
That's what we're doing.
Exactly. So are you still accepting are you still accepting people to study the course, or is it all already booked?
Well, it's actually full for this year. We'll be starting it again next year. And we're bringing in the homeopathic British Physicians Teaching Group, which is a veterinary homeopathic program in England. And it's a three-year postgraduate program. So, yeah, so it's starting today. So I was all excited. I thought, well, that's a bit more than a coincidence.
Fantastic. Well, if you guys want to get on the show, again, my email address is spiritualshow@gmail.com. Feel free to email me, and maybe we can have another show about veterinary homeopathy.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I will.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
You know, our website is www.cahm.ca. So College of Animal Homeopathic Medicine.ca.
C-A...
Mm-hmm.
H-M. C-A-H-M dot C-A?
Dot C-A.
Great.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good
Have
luck with your
day.
Course. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, isn't that so funny how
that
we're doing the show and now they're starting right at UBC the three-year homeopathy for veterinaries. And
awesome.
And we were talking about just a second ago how you can't do a placebo effect on children or animals because they don't really know what you're giving them anyway.
That's great. When I started studying at the Vancouver Homeopathic Academy, it's also here at UBC. The classes are held here. And, you know, getting in and coming home from class, we would carpool, and there would always be something, like I knew I was in the right place at the right time because there would always be something connected to, the coincidences that aren't coincidences. There's always something connected to class, something we had talked about that day, you know, that happened later on in the day or the week of class. It would be, and we would talk about that in the car on the way to school and back with my fellow students, and it was just an amazing experience. So it's very exciting that the veterinarian homeopathic school is also being held here and starting up now.
Yeah, starting out today, right now. That's why this show is called Synchronicity, because lots of synchronistic things happen in the world, and we'd like to recognize them. So we were talking about just briefly about the placebo effect and how homeopathy, when you're using it on animals and children, they don't understand that. So a lot of, because that's what I was kind of wondering, because if it's the energetic essence, but it's not actually the crude substance. So I'm used to going to the doctor and taking a pill that has a substance in it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know anything about the placebo effect and about drug trials and things like that, a large proportion of the effect is placebo effect. I mean, there might only be a 2 or 3 or 4% difference in the amount of people who are actually helped by the medicine versus the people who just took a placebo, which is a sugar pill or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to say, but how is that different?
Well, yeah, of course, seeing a homeopath does make people feel better, just without the medicine sometimes, but it is really the medicine that, you know, there's no doubt that homeopathic remedies have a medicinal effect, or the the effect on restoring health, because for any statistics that have looked at the effects of homeopathic treatment on people and their health, it shows more than the placebo effect. So the little that I know about placebo effect is that it's something like you can account for, let's say, 30% of an impact on the person. But, I mean, I don't really know much about placebo effect, but I know that you can't really... the things that I've seen in my practice cannot be attributed to placebo effect. And that's as much as I can say about what is placebo versus what is a homeopathic remedy. Okay. Because, and in first aid or acute situations, if someone's unconscious or, things like that, you still see the effects of the remedy. So that can't be placebo effect.
And if someone's unconscious, obviously they're not having a placebo effect, because the whole premise behind the placebo effect is the conscious taking it, and when you do take it, just your mind knowing that you're taking something makes you feel and believe that something's happening. So we're going to talk a little bit about your philosophy of homeopathy and how it relates to spirituality. And I also want to talk about some success stories. So what would you like to start with first?
I think, speaking from experience
we have another call on
line. Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. CITR, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for Elena or Dr. Gunther regarding parents who are considering homeopathic treatment as opposed to vaccination.
Okay, so the question is, can you hear the question, Dr. Gunther?
I know a lot of people are really concerned about the effects of vaccinations, and I understand that homeopathic treatment is an alternative treatment in ways.
Thank you for the question. It is not a really easy question, but I like to give you an answer as good as I can. It's a very, very controversial subject, because in the medical system we favor vaccinations a lot. In homeopathy, we don't do at all. Now, the vaccinations, you're injected certain germs or particle of germs, and the immune system responds. What energetically happens is that often this is injected in a very, very early age, and from that time on, just many, I have seen many, many children where the parents say they have problems ever since then. And we can track them down, and then we treat with homeopathics, and we try to balance that, and often we're pretty successful in that. But, of course, there's vaccinations are a huge problem, because vaccinations, in a way, do not allow to go in through a problem, to go in through a disease and overcoming it. They've taken it out of the way. At least that's what they try to do. And this simply does not work. Like when you're a parent or a teacher dealing with kids, you have to support them to deal with problems, and do not take the problems out of their way, because on the long run you will weaken them. And this is simply what happens. Through all the vaccinations, I'm very sure that they contribute a lot to the increase in allergies and all kind of immune diseases, because they directly influence our immune system. And often these shots are given in an age where the young body of a child is not yet able really to respond completely, and then they are overwhelmed with a number of different vaccinations at the same time, which causes a great turmoil in the immune system. And we can see this later on, when we treat that, when we use homeopathic remedies to alleviate the problem, and it works. And we have specific remedies, specific homeopathics that work, deal with vaccinations. So we simply can see that. And we just had this caller about the veterinary medicine, and they simply do not treat animals as long as the owners keep vaccinating them. Because
it was very interesting, very difficult. Where the conversation went with placebo medicine, and obviously for people treating animals, placebo effect is not even in the picture if they're treating animals with homeopathic medicine.
Exactly. This does, the placebo effect is something that we have in common with all other modalities of medicine, including conventional medicine. And there's but like small kids or animals, you cannot impress with placebo. Yeah, they don't care what you talk. The remedy has to work.
Right. So what I'm understanding is, back to vaccinations, is that constitutional treatment that your colleague was mentioning is what would be appropriate for parents considering what to do about whether or not to vaccinate their children?
We do. Classical homeopathy and constitutional treatment is the ultimate choice as far as keeping the immune system strong and preventing disease from happening. However, we do have a homeopathic immunization protocol that we do use at our clinic. It's not classical homeopathic treatment, but it does help for the parents out there that have to make the choice and might not be comfortable with using traditional vaccinations. There is another option, and you can use homeopathic remedies for an immunization program.
Or also choose constitutional treatment.
That's most highly recommended, yes.
Great. Okay, well, I'll be calling your clinic. Thanks a lot for your program today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. All right, have a good day.
Great.
Okay, so the constitutional, again, there are so many terms flying around here. So what, again, is constitutional treatment?
It's basically treating the whole person and, you know, head to toe, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. So that is definitely, you know, working with the immune system to make it stronger. Like Eckhart Tolle, speaking of spirituality, says in his new book how, you know, when you fight against disease, another one is created. And when you work with the system, you are able to, like with homeopathic treatment or Chinese medicine, you are able to work towards
peace.
Healing.
Mm-hmm. Great. And we have another call on the line. Hi, CITR, you're on the air. Oh, not anymore.
Oops.
Okay, well, if you're trying to get through, the number is 604-822-2487. We just have a few more minutes left in the show. Coming up next at 10 o'clock is Scotty's Scenic Drive ska music to brighten your Friday, get you started for the weekend. So that's going to be fun. Stick around for that. And if you want to get on the air, again, the number is 604-822-2487. We are speaking with El Chiquetto. Is Elena Chiquetto?
Yeah, my name is Elena, but it's easier just to say El.
El. Okay, so El and Dr. Roland Gunther, they're both homeopaths from Access Natural Healing Holistic Health Center. And their phone number is 604-568-4663. That's 568-4663. And actually, if you are interested, they are giving away, just exclusively for CITR listeners today, a complimentary 15-minute homeopathic consultation. So if you give them a call at 604-568-4663, you can set that up. It's a 15-minute meeting, basically, to see if you like the clinic and you see if you like the practitioners, if you're feeling good about it, and then you can go from there and talk with them for a few minutes. So feel free to give them a call. Again, if you want to get on the air, the number is 822-2487. 7604 UBC CITR. We just have about 11 minutes before the show wraps up, so I want to talk about some of the success stories, because I think that's really important for listeners to hear. We've talked a lot about some of the scientific things and about what homeopathy is, but practically we have talked a little bit about allergies and some emotional issues and things like that. What about things like cancer? I mean, I know cancer, a lot of people say that things like cancer come from emotional issues to begin with.
Everything, we're all connected and we're all, you know, everything has everything to do with your whole system, emotional and physical is all completely, entirely connected. One of our practitioners at our clinic really enjoys working with people with cancer. You know, it's definitely something that it takes a level of intensity that will help the person be supported through that process. Does that answer your question, or what was the
I was just wondering what are some of the biggest success stories that you've had? I mean, things like just anything that could be, I guess, someone who maybe is suffering from severe anxiety or you know, something terminal that a doctor might give them the diagnosis of something terminal. Has anything like that ever been, what experiences have you had with patients that have quite severe medical issues? How do they respond to homeopathy?
We see miracles, but we don't see them every day. Like you can prevent a lot of things in treating the problems you have according with homeopathics, and in that way supporting the immune system, so later on there's not these big problems showing up. When there is a cancer, it's not that easy. It's really not easy. But homeopathy can offer a lot. Like I have been treating people with cancer with a lot of metastases, yeah, and they are coming back from conventional hospital using a lot of painkillers, and even though it did not really turn completely, but in while treating them with homeopathics, they hardly used any painkillers anymore. Yeah, they simply could walk this path decently and with dignity. And this was very, very nice to see. And another story was a lady with a leukemia. Like, she came to see me once, and I gave her a remedy. And a year later, her daughter came. And I did not hear from the lady with the leukemia before, but she told me she never had to have a blood transfusion, what she regularly had to have. So, and now this is 2 years ago, and it's still the same because I'm still in contact with her daughter. This is some things that happen, but I would not say that they are the rule. We're really great in dealing with a lot of acute diseases, if it's infections or if it's especially recurrent infections in childhood, or if it's migraine, or if it's allergies and all these things, yeah. Cancer is a challenge, definitely. Okay. There's people that are specialized in this that have it's a part of their energy that they can deal with this cancer, and they do a great job in using homeopathics with that. But it is difficult.
Did you want to add anything, Elle?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm super enthusiastic about homeopathy, and I see that there's a lot of potential where homeopathy is not being used today, where it can be used. For example, you know, there used to be homeopathic hospitals in North America where, you know, homeopathy was used within the hospitals. And but another, like speaking of spiritual, you know, ways that disease happen in people, like one of the things that I am really enthusiastic about the use of homeopathy is for people with substance misuse problems, because it is a very spiritual disease. There is, you know, the void or the core problem that you need to be able to address in order to get through those types of problems. So that's an area where, you know, I'm really passionate about helping people and seeing positive results.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like, and also Dr. Roland Gunther, you are a medical doctor trained in Germany.
Yes,
and you mentioned before the show started that homeopathy is actually part of the medical system in Germany.
Yes, yes. It is.
So it's actually like, accepted as a real, quote, medical, like what we would...
It is
consider.
More or less. Yeah, it's always been controversial, and it still is. But in Germany, homeopathy exists within the medical system, whereas here in Canada, it's outside the medical system.
Mm-hmm.
Which is too bad. A little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's two things that complement each other. I'm very happy about my medical background, and I'm very happy about the conventional medicine, because we all have our limitations. I have colleagues from the medical doctors that sent me people or clients either with eczema, chronic eczema, or with behavioral problems like youths, and before they have to prescribe a Ritalin or something, yeah? Because we in homeopathy, we have to off there a lot, yeah? On the other side, there's things that I cannot deal with. Yeah, I remember a few times. Yeah, I did not find the correct remedy for a certain otitis, and for an inflammation of the ear. Yeah, and then I'm very very happy that there are antibiotics, and I can ask a friend or another medical doctor, hey, help me out with that.
Excellent. Yeah.
So we can complement each other and help each other and support each other, because in this world, even though it seems to be controversial, yeah, but there's a right place for everything here.
Great. So I like what you said about complement and complementary medicine. Really, it's difficult in Vancouver to find, and you would think in Vancouver it's quite a spiritual kind of center, and but there aren't a lot of complementary medical doctors out there.
Well, there certainly are a lot of amazing homeopaths in Vancouver. We're very fortunate to have a good pool of well-trained homeopaths in Vancouver because of the awesome school here. So, you know, there is that potential, like I said.
And homeopathic veterinarians now,
yes,
at UBC.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
That's exciting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything, I need to make a couple of announcements, and we're going to wrap up the show in about a minute. So is there anything quickly that we should add to this?
Can I say that we have an event coming up on Tuesday, the September 9th, 6:30 till 8 p.m. at our clinic at Access Natural Healing. We're offering an information session on how homeopathic treatment can help with emotional health problems. So if anyone's interested in coming to that, it's $10 and they have to call to register.
Great. And again, the number is 604-568-4663, 568-4663. Did you have something to say?
Thank you. That is great. Yeah, it's going to be a real fun evening. Yeah, I promise that. And thank you so much for this show. And I want to say Vancouver really is blessed with a good number of really great homeopaths and a lot of really good medical doctors as well. You get the addresses, or if you're looking for a homeopath, yeah, there's the West Coast Homeopathic Society. You can go on their website or call them, and they will connect you with a number of addresses here in Vancouver.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Elle and Roland, for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
And thank you to the mm-hmm. the woman who called in about the UBC veterinary homeopath program. So coming up in just about a minute is Scotty's Scenic Drive. And I just want to let you know that Sunday, September 7th, is International Angel Day. For more information, you can visit internationalangelday.com. And there is an event to celebrate the day in Courtenay, BC, which is being organized by Cindy Smith, who is an inspirational speaker and certified angel therapist. Her website is cindysmithatp.com. The ATP stands for Angel Therapy Practitioner. Again, that's cindysmithatp.com. And if you would like to get in touch with the homeopaths on the show. Again, they're from Access Natural Healing. The number is 604-568-4663. And thanks for listening. I'm Marie. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Next week, Catherine C.H.E. is sharing her flower vibrations with us. On the 19th, Ron Garner, author of Conscious Health, is on. And on September 26th, Venus Andrecht, Hay House author and the host of Dear Venus, will be on. She's a psychic medium, and she'll be doing live readings on air. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm here every Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and you can check out past shows on podcast at citr.ca. Up next, Scotty's Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rule. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon.